RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Scott the Gator Anderson with you today, along with Kang. Doug is out. Doug will be back next week. And, you know, once we get into the new year, everything gets back to normal. But end of the year, look, you guys have been paying attention. We've been doing the show for, this is 18 years. It'll be starting our 19th year in January. So during this time, I hope that you have become accustomed to what happens in December.
Spoiler alert, they're not, Gator.
Oh, no? Okay.
Stop taking time off.
You're right. Exactly. My bad. I did run into somebody that was shopping a few weeks ago. It was at Somerset, and some guy comes up to me. I was having a sandwich, and guy comes over to me and says, Gator, I'm like, hey, man, how are you? He goes, hey, you weren't on the air today. What, are you sick? I'm like, no, I've got vacation, and that's why I'm here at the mall doing some shopping. No, I thought you were sick. No, I'm good. I'm just time off. Oh, yeah. We all thought, well, where is he? I just have some time off. So that's what happens in December. We take time off in December and typically in the summer, and everything else is like, you know, kind of balls to the wall doing the show. I'm happy to do the show today because there's a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, it's not good stuff to talk about. Well, some of it might be good, I guess, for some people. But the loss for the Lions to the Minnesota Vikings on Christmas Day. I know that you had a chance to talk a little bit about it on Friday with Doug and with Jeff Rieger. But I have not had a chance to offer up my two cents worth yet on this. So, and Kang, I don't know how much of an opportunity you got to talk about it on Friday as well. Obviously, I'm sure Jeff was very gentle and Doug. And look, that was a game that you can't be gentle. You can't pussyfoot around it. You can't sugarcoat things. This was an awful, awful football game. And I can't remember a game in the Dan Campbell era that meant this much to the team where the team looked this bad. Right? We've seen some games that were absolute clunkers. A few years ago, they played Baltimore and got absolutely embarrassed. That was terrible. It was no fun. That game at Carolina where the field was in the worst condition ever, but you know, they go out and play the games. Everybody has to play on it. And Carolina ran for like 200 yards against the Lions or whatever it was. And they beat the Lions. It was Carolina. Carolina was terrible. Those are bad losses, but those are bad losses during the season where you have plenty of time to recover from it. Or maybe even those were seasons. I can't remember which seasons those were from. I think one of them may have been from the 9-8 season. And not the 12-5 season. But this was your season. The season was on the line. You had to win to have an opportunity to still have a chance next week. And it was served up to you on a platter with Max Brosmer, was the quarterback for Minnesota. It wasn't J.J. McCarthy, which had it been J.J., I don't care. I still would have been pretty chesty about the outcome of the game. J.J. McCarthy wasn't particularly good against the Lions the first time they won. There were a few plays in that game that really flipped the game on its head the first time around against the Vikings. Nonetheless, the Vikings won it. Give them credit. They had five sacks in that game, and you know, Lions had a couple turnovers in that game, or at least one turnover in that game. It was very costly. Blocked extra point, or blocked field goal, I should say. Lots of things went wrong for the Lions in that game. But this time around, you got Max Brosmer. Right? Shouldn't be concerned about Max Brosmer. Shouldn't be terribly concerned about the Vikings in general in this game. And in the end, yeah, 51 yards passing. What?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They had one play that was worth a damn. It was a 65-yard run on an end-around to Jordan Addison, who just took off, and everybody seemed to forget what the responsibilities are on that play. There he goes right past Hutchinson. Up there, down the sidelines, touchdown. It's not just on Aiden. You know, bad pursuit angles and a whole bit. And it looked like, was the play offside? Did the false start? Because the Lions are pointing, like, what's going on? Whatever. One play. One play. Aside from that, they had like 90, whatever it was. My math is terrible, but was it 93 yards on 27 carries prior to that? Like, that's nothing special. I mentioned the 51 yards passing. Oh, and by the way, knock off 48 yards because of sack totals. And then you have your 3 net yards passing, which is the number everybody wants to quote. But, I mean, they threw for 51 yards. But it's terrible. How?
You know, looking back at it, Gator, in hindsight, this may have been the worst loss they suffered under the Dan Campbell era.
This is what I'm saying. I think it is.
Everything you just mentioned. I mean, you get curb stomped by Baltimore a couple years ago. That's understandable. That happens, right? Lamar Jackson, he's a tier one MVP type quarterback. And when they get rolling, it's tough to stop them. The Carolina game, yes, Carolina wasn't good, but they had played. They had won a few in a row. They were playing for Steve Wilkes at the time. Remember, he was the interim coach, and you could sell me on that. They're on the road, whatever. Max Brosmer and the Vikings,
bro.
You have everything on the line, everything, and you've known this for weeks. It's not just that last week, and they came out and laid an egg. It was actually, you couldn't even imagine. I know the Vikings have a decent defense, and Brian Flores is a really good coordinator. Six turnovers. They had eight the entire year heading into the game.
So I was saying this during the crosstalk of the morning show. You know, my house, I hosted Christmas. So I had my brother and his family over. I had a couple other people over at the house. Mom was over at the house. And I was cooking dinner, and I knew this was going to happen. The plan all along was, come halftime, we're going to hit pause on the game, and then we're going to serve dinner. So I'm making dinner while all this is going on, while the game's going on, and I'm paying some attention to it and seeing what's happening here, because there are large portions of time. I'm just waiting for stuff to cook. I don't actually have to be, you know, slaving over a stove. Everything's working. So when we were done with dinner and went to unpause the game, and unfortunately at that point, the TV had already restarted with Netflix, because no, I forgot it was on regular TV. I just saw Netflix and figured it was only on Netflix. I made a mistake. So I go to Netflix and go to reboot it, and unfortunately, it picks up right where it picks up with live time. So now it's like fourth quarter, and I see the score, and I thought, what? 13-7? Huh? Or 13-10, whatever the score was. I think the Lions kicked the field goal. It was 13-10, maybe. I don't know what it was. I'm like, what? How is this possible? And now that I've already, you know, been caught up here, I may as well look at the box score and see what's happened. And I couldn't believe my eyes what I was seeing. Because I'd seen a few of the mistakes in the first half with a couple of horrific snaps from the center that were, I mean, wide right. I don't know how you snap a ball in that direction, but that's where it was on both of them. Goff trying to fall on top of the ball and doesn't really completely cover it and ends up losing that fumble. Saw Jahmyr Gibbs fumble earlier in the game. The interceptions that Goff threw, those weren't very good passes. And then other fumbles that he had because he got absolutely smashed. I was stunned at how poor the Lions played.
Especially the type of culture they've built over these last 3 years. It's shocking, honestly, Gator. We speak about it all the time. One of their superpowers as a team is to be able to bounce back from wins, right? Yeah. Clearly, they haven't done that the last few weeks here. But Max Brosmer, I cannot get over that. Yeah. That guy had like four turnovers the previous game, looked incompetent. He's basically out there just because they have nobody else. Wentz, McCarthy, of course, down. Everything to play for. Your playoff lives are on the line. And that's how they played as a team.
Yeah, again, it's next man up mentality. I totally understand that. But the defense has been doing that for a large part of the season with a secondary. And for most of the season, actually, with the secondary, they've had to deal with that with not only missing a starting corner, but missing a starting safety. And then now the last 3 weeks, it's been missing both starting safeties. And it's not just having to go with your backups to the starters. The Lions with their secondary have had to go to their backups to the backups. That's the difference. Like, I was listening to Jim Costa and Stoney this morning driving in, and one of the things that Jim was saying is that the Lions have kind of fallen in love with their own players a little bit. And he thought that, you know, they missed out on opportunities to go ahead and improve the roster by, you know, using higher draft picks to trade for players or whatever. And that Joe Tooney went for a fourth round pick. And I thought, okay, there's some merit to that. But I think what's unfair is that when they've gone out and signed their own players to big contracts, and good players are deserving of the big contracts, players that you don't want to lose. But when you do that, you have to have lower priced talent as backups to kind of fill in those roster spots. And the problem with the Lions isn't that they have those guys, is that they had to play not only those guys, but more importantly, they've had to play the guys behind those guys. That's the problem. It's not that the roster doesn't have the depth. They had some depth, and then the depth got lopped off in training camp with the offensive line that I've talked about ad nauseum with the players that they've lost, that they were, you know, hey, let's look and see what we have with a draft pick that they took this year, Miles Frazier. You know, hurt right away. Don't get a chance to see him. Hey, let's see what we have in Giovanni Manu, who they drafted a couple years ago. Oh, nope, don't get to see him because he got hurt right away in training camp. Oh, well, it's okay. They got Kobe Soristal. Let's see Kobe Soristal in the offense. Nope, he's gone. Okay, Jamarco Jones. There's a guy they're trying to. Nope, he's gone. That's four. Four guys you're expected to see in some kind of capacity and gone before the regular season starts. And that's just to the offensive line, let alone what they're putting out there in the secondary between corners and safeties. I mean, they're literally playing their sixth and seventh safeties of the year. And you look at the tight end situation, Laporta only played, you know, half a season, and we know how important Sam is to this team. And Brock Wright's awfully important, too, as his backup, but he gets a lot of starts, a lot of snaps, and he got hurt. So now you're going with your third and fourth and fifth string tight ends. And then more injuries to the offense. Wow, just a catastrophe. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.